indictments released this year allege that several Wisconsinites purchased military-grade weapons, including 50-caliber semi-automatic rifles, on behalf of the cartel. In some cases, they were accused of transporting the guns into Mexico. Journalist Sarah Kanosian wrote the story for Reuters. In a recent appearance on WPR's The Morning Show, she said the cartels took advantage of permissive gun laws in the U.S.
Wisconsin was the first cell that they noticed in this arms trafficking network. But basically, you know, across the United States, one of the sources said to me, you know, owning 650 calibers is no different than owning six toasters.
The federal case described in the Reuters investigation is ongoing. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.